Imagine an oblong creature that can fit on the tip of your pencil. A soda straw mouth pokes out from between two beady black eyes, while six little legs propel this creature to its next meal. This troublesome speck is called a tobacco thrip, and it is responsible for millions of dollars in agricultural losses as it spreads disease among crops. Mike Rowe is a professor of entomology at North Carolina State University, and he spends a lot of time thinking about how you keep something the size of a drop of water away from a plant without depriving it of, well, water.
This is sort of the setup that we use for testing the cloth, and we would, you know, simply put these structures over.
Rowe and his team recently published a paper on a new type of crop cover, which they call plant armor.
So it looks like we've got a couple of semicircular PVC pipes.
Yeah. Half the crop plot would be covered with the cloth and the other half would be open to the outside.
In the experiment, Rowe and his team spread the plant armor over the PVC pipes to cover the crops. The fabric is composed of two outside layers with a third layer that spans between the other two. It is this third layer that creates a tortuous path, making it very difficult for insects to infiltrate while still allowing life-giving water to reach the plants. Grayson Cave, a graduate researcher, stood next to the plot and spread the cloth out between his hands.
It's akin to, you know, on the obstacle course kind of shows, they always have one that is all these perpendicular pillars that are hanging from the ceiling that someone has to run through.
In this scenario, the bug is our contestant, but out in the field, the game is life or death, and the contestant only has hours to win before it dies of starvation. When presented with the choice between navigating an obstacle course or foraging elsewhere, Cave hopes the bugs will choose the path of least resistance. Inside an enclosed circular dish, a layer of plant armor separates the bugs from their meal, a leaf of cabbage. The researchers placed 10 thrips on the fabric, which in turn took 175 minutes to traverse the maze-like cloth.
That is near the actual lifespan of the insect without any food or water.
Rowe said the team's plant armor might help protect international crops as well. Marcel Deguenon is a postdoctoral research scholar who is exploring their product's application in other parts of the world.
In Africa, there are other crop covers that people use, but usually those are bed nets that are treated with insecticides. So this is an insecticide-free net, which is good. People want more protection, but less chemical.
The team is also exploring other uses for their textile that extend beyond agriculture. Because of its maze-like interior, the fabric can be designed with bigger holes and improved ventilation.
One of the applications for this would be maybe clothing to prevent insect from mosquito from biting people, for example.
For those of us who enjoy summer cookouts in North Carolina, we will eagerly await the arrival of Rowe's mosquito-proof clothing. In Raleigh, I'm Zach Turner.